3 minutes past 6 p.m. This is KBUT Community Radio for the entire Gunnison Valley. My name is Christopher Biddle. I am your host of Community Matters here on KBUT. Later on, we're going to be speaking with two members of the Crested Butte Black Lives Matter Committee. We've also got a regular update from the folks at the Crested Butte Avalanche Center. Give us a call here in the studio if you'd like to join our conversation. We have folks standing by ready to answer your phone call. 970-349-7444. Do a quick weather update for you before we get into the conversation tonight. Looks like mainly clear skies for the remainder of your Monday evening. That's north to south. Temperatures overnight in Crested Butte near -1. Temperatures in Gunnison in the negative teens. Generally sunny for your Tuesday. I want to say hi to my co-host, as always, here on Community Matters, Chris Rourke. Chris, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Christopher. Thanks for having me. Thanks to be here.
Absolutely. <can't> Ian Havlick and Zach Guy of the Crested Butte Avalanche Center are also with us right now. Good to be here with you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Hope everyone's having a great evening.
So I normally get this wrong by sending the first question to the wrong person, but I'm going to guess that, Zach, you're going to be the one that's going to provide us with an update on the conditions in the backcountry right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I can do that. Yeah, well, it's been a pretty exciting snowpack, as I think everyone in the valley knows. For the last month, I think we had the longest string of considerable days that I can remember in my memory of just day after day of human triggered slides, handful of naturals, and we have such a weak snowpack, a very weak layer at the bottom of the snowpack, and buried now by slabs that are anywhere from 1 to 4 feet depending where you are in the forecast area. But as we all know, we've kind of come into a bit of a drought here the last week, and things are finally starting to quiet down. We still have that poor structure, and if you stopped and dig a pit anywhere, you'll see it. It's pretty awful to look at. We've got, large sugary layer on the ground and then slabs above it. But what happens when it stops snowing is that those weak layers start to adjust, the slabs kind of start to decay a little bit. And so they just aren't quite as reactive as they were, say, a week ago. So, right now we're at moderate danger. We've been at moderate for over the last 4 or 5 days, I believe. And looking ahead, it looks like, we'll continue to see dry weather for the rest of the week. So that means we'll just start to see kind of the danger slowly trending down. And it doesn't mean that the avalanches are less serious than they were a week ago. They're the same size, but it means there's fewer slopes where you can trigger them. So it's hard for us to really identify exactly which slopes still hang in the balance. So it's still kind of a time to be cautious in the backcountry, but certainly we aren't seeing the avalanche activity that we saw, all throughout the last month. So that is good news. We will see stability continue to improve over the next week. Unfortunately, when we get these dry spells, that also means that weak layers are forming at the snow surface and really throughout our snowpack again. It's just turning into weaker and weaker snow. So although the danger is decreasing right now, it means that we're forming the recipe, or we're putting the recipe up for the next avalanche cycle whenever we get new snow, because we've got a lot of weak snow on the surface right now. We've got surface hoar layers, which are those feathery crystals that you see, shimmering. They look beautiful when they're on the surface, but once they get buried, they're a nasty weak layer. And then we've also got just faceted snow forming on the surface. So all of that will make for an exciting avalanche conditions when we get new snow. Looking ahead, it looks like we've got some potential for some small storms coming in, maybe starting on this Saturday and into next week. I haven't seen anything that looks super exciting, like, 3 inches here, 5 inches there, maybe. And we'll start building up slabs again on top of those weak layers that we have on the surface. And as we put more snow on, we'll start to load up that basal weak layer, which has been kind of haunting us all year. So that's kind of what we got in store right now. I expect to see the danger kind of continue to slowly trend down through the week. And then when and if we get a big storm, it'll spike back up pretty quickly.
So that's a pretty extensive rundown of avalanche activity. I'm curious to know about something we've talked about since really last spring, but that's human activity and all this this area. Something we've talked about several times now, this anticipated wave of new first-time users in the backcountry, taking Avalanche courses, buying gear off the shelves, and, you know, an anticipated wave of just all these new first-timers. Are we seeing it yet? And if you want, if Ian, if you wanted to take that one, or Zach, it's up to you guys.
Yeah. I'll,
we can split it. Or yeah, go for it, Ian.
Go for it, Ian.
Go for it. Okay. I'll hit it first. Yeah, kind of business, I don't know, status quo. I think we're seeing it verified. It's not this like incredible explosion that I've seen at the trailheads yet. I think each trailhead has been busier. It seems like there are a lot of low-end users that are just simply out snowshoeing on the packed roads, and there may be a few more out-of-towners, say from the Front Range, that are bringing their friends, and I've seen a few more campers than maybe I usually have seen at some of the trailheads, where they're making a weekend trip out of it, similar to how mountain bikers or climbers do in the summer. For our area and others. So I would say it's verifying. I don't think it's like the doom and gloom of like overrun backcountry, but Avi courses are packed. They're sold out for the most part. And we are seeing more users than years past, just anecdotally without any evidence, hard data evidence.
Zach, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I agree with Ian there. You know, just talking with like local shops and stuff, I think gear is selling out. And when I look around the backcountry, I haven't seen as many tracks as I, you know, might expect. But a lot of that is just because of conditions. Conditions have been scary. So we aren't seeing like the users pushing out into the steeper terrain. And a lot of our users are still kind of keeping it really mellow, which is great to see. More like kind of valley trail users, people on cross country skis or snowshoers or that sort of thing. And then looking at kind of a statewide trend as an interesting stat, I don't have it right off the top of my head, the exact numbers, but I know that the month of December, this last month of December, was something like 3 or 4 times as many human triggered avalanches as they've ever recorded for the month of December. And I think part of that highlights just how dangerous conditions were and how, you know, easy it was to trigger avalanches. But that I think that also could correlate to just an increased number of backcountry users around the state. So, you know, I haven't dived into that further, but that's just my initial assessment on that. I'm sure there's more to come.
Do you think those are first time, you know, backcountry people, or what do you think some of that is?
No, I think we're seeing a mix of expert users and novice is getting in trouble still, and that's the nature of a, you know, kind of tricky Colorado snowpack that we've had. And we've had a couple near misses around Crested Butte and one fatality, and I think all of those involve people that were actually fairly experienced, you know, pushing into maybe steeper terrain than the conditions for the day warranted for those slopes.
It is 12 minutes past 6 p.m. You're listening to KBUT's Community Matters. My name is Chris Biddle. I am joined, as always, by my co-host Chris Rourke, and we're speaking right now with Zach Guy and Ian Havlick of the Crested Butte Avalanche Center. Later on, we're going to have two members of the Crested Butte Black Lives Matter Committee. Do call us and join the conversation, 970-349-7444. Ian, I'd like to ask you about events and education awareness that the Crested Butte Avalanche Center might have going on in the coming weeks.
Yeah, thanks, Christopher. It's been more outreach than ever so far this season for a variety of reasons. And it's been largely successful. We're about a month into our season, and we've had two fireside chats already, all virtual. Those recordings are on our website, cbavalanchecenter.org. So check those out, a couple out of town guests. And then we've been doing a variety of trailhead days where it's simply Crested Butte Avalanche Center forecasters and outreach members at the trailhead with our pop-up tent, just saying, hey, not harassing you, not, you know, just saying, hey, letting you know the forecast if you missed it and if you're curious, but just putting a face to the name at our local trailheads. This weekend, we're going to be at the Washington Gulch Trailhead from 8 a.m. to around 2 p.m. And that's also going to be accompanied by the Crested Butte Search and Rescue, as well as the Forest Service. So it'll be kind of a super outreach day.
Has the Crested Butte Avalanche Center done that sort of thing before? Is that something new you're doing this season?
We've done some outreach days in the past, but they've been much more kind of off the cuff, a little more informal. Today we have, or this season we have, much more scheduled, you know, bi-monthly trailhead days. So yeah, we've probably doubled our number of trailhead days we've done per season already this year. So and it's been fun. It's been fun to talk to a variety of different users, get a pulse on how people are doing, where they're going, if they share that with us. And yeah, it's been overall really positive, as well as the fireside chats. We've had over 60 unique login accounts to our last fireside with some Utah forecasters. And then looking ahead, next week, we have Drew Hardesty of the Utah Avalanche Center. He's a forecaster, and he's going to be talking about the nature of forecasting and why we get it wrong, why forecasters sometimes blow the forecast. And he's going to talk specifically about a day when he forecasted low danger and then 40 human triggered avalanches occurred. So he's a great speaker, definitely one not to miss. We're going to be sending out the link via social media for that Zoom meet, and hope everyone tunes in. Might be a good one, if you haven't already, to check it out and see if you're into it.
Awesome. Well, you can find out more information about that, I believe, at cbac.org. I appreciate
CB. Sorry, go ahead. CBAvalancheCenter.org.
I appreciate you make sure you get it right. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Ian and Zach from the Crested Butte Avalanche Center, our regular guests here on Community Matters. Thanks so much for keeping us informed with what's happening in the backcountry. We appreciate it.
Can I just throw one more thing in?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Just a huge thanks to the MetRec, the Metropolitan Rec District of Gunnison. They've been a huge part of making these increased outreach happen, be possible. And then we also just throwing a shout to our friends at Western down in Gunnison. The search and rescue team there is holding their annual avalanche awareness this Thursday, the 14th. So head to their website for more information on that. But that should be another free educational event to pay attention to.
Awesome. Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Zach, for being with us on the show this week.
Thanks again.